A most blessed and happy Easter to you and to your family. Have you ever tried to do something good for the kingdom of God, something that will really change the lives of people? Do you know what happens when you do that? You become severely attacked by Satan. That's exactly what happened to a friend of mine and myself. The smoke of Satan entered my mind, and I want to explain what that was like. And he was almost killed. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So this morning, Easter morning, I released a prayer that was given to a friend of mine. So this friend of mine, I've talked about this friend of mine in several other videos. I'm not going to explain who he is or where he is, but he's helped me in a lot of different ways. And he was inspired by God. He was given this prayer. And he checked it out with an exorcist priest. He kind of tied up all the loose ends. He made sure it was truly inspired, and it really was. And one thing that was very specific was it had to be exactly as it was given to him. The words couldn't be changed. Well, there was this one incident when he was kind of working on the prayer, and he was at Mass, and the Lord showed him a car accident. And he thought, Lord, is this for me? Is this for someone else? He didn't really understand. Is this something from the past? Is this something in the future? It just kind of came to him, and he just sort of prayed, whatever this is, Lord, help me with it. So then he was on to some particular meeting. I forget the detail of the meeting. But then as he was going to go, he thought that he had forgotten something at his house. So he actually did a detour and went to his house, which delayed him a little bit to that meeting, and then he went back to where he was going to go. And when he got to the roundabout of the place where he kind of had that, if you want to call it like a vision or that image that he got in his mind, there is a horrible accident with like a car flipped over and a few bodies strewn on the road. It was gruesome. And the Lord told him, this accident was meant for you. Satan wanted to kill you. And my son, I protected you. And it was all because of this prayer. And as he was telling me these stories and the importance of this prayer, I believed him, but I don't know to what degree I believed him. Like if I believed him fully, I believed him a lot, you know, like 90%. I didn't have any reason not to. And then he said, Alvaro, I feel like God wants you to make the video. So I did it. And I have a lot of experience. If you've seen some of my other videos, I have a lot of experience in making videos where I'm taking text from a book and putting it and typing it and all that. It's just something I've done that a lot. So, you know, and that's something that anyone can do, right? So I took the prayer that he sent me, and I copied it, and I pasted it in the iPhone notes, and then I made the video. And these things take a long time. So when I made that video, it was like 2, 3 hours, 4 hours, something like that. Finally got it right. Published it. It was private. I sent it to him. And he said, Alvaro, you have to redo this because some of the words are changed. Now, there was some of the way in which the wording was that I thought that sounds kind of odd. We should change it. For instance, there's a line where it says, Our Blessed Mother. And I thought, oh, it should say, Oh, Blessed Mother. And at the very end, it says, all that pours from you. And I thought, no, it should say, all that comes from you. So I kind of had that intention of changing a couple things. And before I had asked him, hey, check out the final version, he had kept saying, it cannot be changed. The words cannot be changed. The words cannot be changed, which is specifically why I told him, hey, look at the prayer. Please tell me if it's okay or not. And that's when he told me, no, okay, there are some mistakes here. Well, I printed the prayer that he had sent me, and I counted that there was 22 paragraphs. Of the 22 paragraphs, I only got 7 right. There had been very specific words that for some random reason, Satan, the smoke of Satan got in my mind. I don't even know how. And there was chunks missing, words added, things flipped around. I thought, where on earth did I get this other prayer? I was blown away. And at the moment when I realized, I got the grace to understand that it had been the work of Satan. you know, something filled me supernaturally where I thought, okay, this is weird. I'd never had anything quite like that. It may seem like something small to you, but to me, it was very important. One thing that it made me think of is about the church and the words at Mass and Vatican documents. I'm not a conspiracy person. I just don't like going in that direction, okay? But that made me think, what is it like there? When you're making Vatican documents and things like that, and maybe those people don't even believe to the degree that Satan, they don't talk about the devil, they don't like talking about the devil because that seems so negative, you know? But I cannot imagine how Satan influences the minds of people that make the words of the things that we pray. I cannot imagine. And this is just, I'm just a little YouTube channel, you know? It's not like I'm the Vatican making something. So I was incredibly surprised at what that was like. Well, then I fixed it, or at least I thought I did, you know? And then he looked through it, and then I had it set to release this morning. And then again, this morning, I had to do two revisions. We checked it once with my wife, and we were like, what? There was a thing there. What's going on? We had to fix this, release it again, had to fix that. It's like on its like fifth revision to try to get it to be what it is. So there's something about this prayer that is miraculous. There really is. That's what he said, but I believe that. In fact, he was praying with a man who had this severe leg pain, and he said, I want you to pray this prayer. And when he does that, he always leads them back to the sacraments. And after you pray this prayer, you need to go to confession, you know, which is a wise thing to do. And they pray that prayer. He committed to go to confession. And he said, hey, my leg is healed. I don't feel the pain anymore. So this prayer, there's something to it. I want you to pray it. Satan hates it. Some of the things in the prayer you're not going to understand. Pray them, or before if you want, look them up. Look up what they mean. It is about everything: generational healing, deliverance for the souls in purgatory, flame of love, covers everything. It's a prayer for this time, and it will bring about miracles. I'm convinced of it. I have seen the attack against it firsthand on me and a friend of mine. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.